Suburban Pennsylvania voters may reshape the national political landscape this year. That's especially true in places like the 17th Congressional District outside Pittsburgh, where Democrat Connor Lamb is being challenged by Republican Sean Parnell. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins has this profile of the candidates.
It's safe to say that Connor Lamb's entrance into Pennsylvania politics made a big splash. In 2018, he narrowly won a special election in a district Trump carried by double digits. He ran on issues like protecting health care through the Affordable Care Act and preserving Social Security. Now, he says those issues are even more important because the pandemic has highlighted the need for accessible health care, which he says Republicans want to strike down.
You know, I don't want to be hysterical here, but that is almost as close as you can get politically to directly harming people or even giving them a death sentence in this environment. I mean, it's just the wrong thing to do.
Lamb represents the Allegheny County suburbs, Beaver County, and part of Butler County. He lives in Mount Lebanon and served in the U.S. Marine Corps before working as a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pittsburgh. In Congress, he serves on committees that focus on veterans issues and transportation. Lamb says since Democrats have regained control of the House, they've tried to strengthen the Affordable Care Act with provisions that would allow the government to negotiate over drug prices. And he hopes that in Congress's next session, a Biden administration can create a national testing strategy and address the economic fallout from the pandemic.
Because people haven't gotten help all these months, they're going to be behind on their bills. They're going to need help avoiding eviction. I mean, the worst thing you could do in the middle of a winter pandemic is throw people out of their homes. Small businesses are going to need another round of funding, especially ones that really rely on just getting bodies inside of their buildings, and they haven't been able to do that.
Lamb's rival is first-time candidate Sean Parnell. He's a mortgage consultant, author, and decorated Army veteran who lives in Ohio Township. Parnell's campaign ads tout his military service and emphasize an all-American persona.
After Afghanistan, I wrote a book called Outlaw Platoon. I thought I was a tough guy who made tough choices. But then, I had a daughter. Now she makes the tough choices.
Parnell's used his platform as a Fox & Friends contributor to talk about his deeply held conservative beliefs. Here he is on Fox Nation's show UnPC in 2019.
The idea that a woman doesn't need a man to be successful, the idea that a woman doesn't need a man to have a baby, the idea that a woman could live a happy and fulfilling life without a man, I think it's all nonsense. And the truth of the matter is that men and women need each other. We elevate one another. So
Parnell later said his remarks were being intentionally provocative, but he's aligned his campaign with President Trump, who's lagging in polls across Pennsylvania, particularly with suburban women. The president announced Parnell was running for Congress when he spoke at an oil and gas convention in Pittsburgh last fall. Parnell declined to participate in an interview for this story, but he did address issues like health care in a debate against Lamb in September. Parnell said he wants to replace Obamacare with a plan proposed by North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis. According to policy analysts, that plan would address pre-existing conditions, but would also allow insurance companies to charge higher premiums for the elderly and other at-risk groups. Republican Rick Saccone ran against Lamb and lost in the 2018 special election. He says Parnell is right to emphasize conservative points on health care.
I think it's good that he aligns himself with President Trump. President Trump still is popular in the district. We've said over and over and over that, yes, we're going to repeal Obamacare, but we're going to replace it with a better plan that does respect existing conditions. We've said it 1,000 times.
For their part, Republicans have tried to tie Lamb to his party's national leadership, repeatedly faulting Lamb for voting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi 92% of the time. But Lamb points out that the vast majority of bills he's voted for had support from at least one Republican, too.
And the reason for that is we know that there are Republicans in the Senate and a Republican in the White House.
University of Pittsburgh professor Laura Putnam says winning the 17th district itself requires straddling both white working class communities, where Democrats are waning, and college educated suburbs, where Democrats are on the rise.
Because it encompasses within it trends that are sort of jostling American politics that are hitting hard in opposite directions at the same time. And this district itself also encompasses within it, you know, so many different communities that are critical to national politics.
We'll find out who can unite those voters after November 3rd. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.